God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I have a friend who on a couple of occasions has taken me to a replica of the Old Testament tabernacle. It's found actually in a cemetery in a memorial park in Michigan. And it's a life-size replica of the tabernacle. It's quite interesting. My son just recently drove through Salt Lake City, Utah, and drove by what is called the temple, the Mormon temple. Sometimes we speak of priests in modern times who to whom we can make some kind of confession. And yet, do you realize, friend, that even the temple, the tabernacle that later became the temple, Solomon's temple, for instance, is inferior to Jesus, God's Son. Nothing else can do what Jesus can do. Everything else is an example. When I think about the tabernacle, I should say, is an example. It's a shadow. It's a pattern. These are words that you find in Hebrews chapter 8 of the real thing. In Hebrews chapter 7, verse 19, the Bible says, "For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God." So there's a better way, a better hope. Verses 23 through 25 of chapter 7, I should say 22 through 25 of chapter 7, speaks of the fact that there were many priests who they weren't allowed to continue their ministry by reason of death, which just means they didn't live forever, so they obviously stopped when their heart stopped. But this man, in contrast, Jesus, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. He does not change, he does not die. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ never dies. He never changes. And yet, in verse 26, the Bible tells us he became us. He's not us. If you look at Hebrews 1, and yet he became us. In verse 27, he does not need daily to make sacrifice, certainly not for his own sin. He had none. Or for others, for this he did once when he offered up himself, not an animal, himself. Verse 28, he lives forever. And the sum and substance of all this is found in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now, the things which we have spoken of, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. So the sum and substance of all this is that Jesus is God's ultimate way of peace with God. Jesus is our mediator. Verse 6 says it this way, "But now hath he," Jesus, "obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator," that means go-between or peacemaker, "of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises." So, more excellent ministry, better covenant, better promises. Because Jesus is the peacemaker. No priest, no tabernacle, no temple is needed to come to God. Jesus is the mediator between holy God and sinful man. It's not as if Mary, the blessed virgin of God, it's not as if she is the mediator between us and Jesus. No. She is a sinner just as I am. Now, she is someone who I would hold in high regard, but she is a person. She was frail. She was a sinner who needed salvation just like anybody else. No, it's not Mary as the mediator between us and Jesus. It is Jesus who's the mediator between us and God. He's a peacemaker. And so the point here is don't let anyone else come between you and God. Now, obviously, sin could come between me and God, but there are a lot of good things that, if we're not careful, can come between me and God. Don't let anyone come between you and God other than Jesus. Look, confession. If we say we do no sin, we deceive ourselves. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Hebrews 2:18, the Bible says, "In that he himself hath suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." So Jesus was tempted with sin, and yet he did no sin. So I'm thankful for people that can give me counsel and help and encouragement. And if I do some wrong to someone, I need to make that right with them. But ultimately, my sin is always against God. And friend, let me tell you something. If there is sin that needs to be confessed, there is no mediator between you and God other than Jesus. I can come to God in Jesus' name and confess my sins and forsake my sins and have cleansing and have forgiveness and have peace with God through Jesus alone. Hey, peace more generally or generically. I have a friend who says, when you pray with others, you draw closer to others. When you pray by yourself, you tend to draw closer to God. I think both are important. Recently, my church had a special week of revival meetings, and we had an evangelist come to our church, and it was a blessed time, and some of us met each night before the services and prayed. And I will say, that was a good time. That was a blessed time. I did draw, I think, closer to the people there, and I do think it drew me closer to the Lord as I asked Him for help in my own life and for the services that we were having that week. However, you know, when it comes to prayer, there's only one mediator, peacemaker between me and a perfect God, and that is Jesus. Chapter 4, verse 16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace." Now, I think, among other things, that certainly means prayer, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. There's no one that needs stand between me and God other than Jesus, who is the peacemaker to bring me to God. So prayer, praise. You know, in chapter 1, verse 1, we're reminded of the excellency of Jesus Christ. He's better than the angels. He's better than the prophets. He is God the Son. He's God incarnate. You know, Paul once spoke to a church and said not that he wished to have dominion over their faith, but wished to be a helper of their joy. And there are a lot of people who I should respect and admire and honor, certainly as authorities and perhaps people that have been a great blessing to me, perhaps as people who've been great helpers of my joy. But friend, ultimately, there's but one person that deserves the praise that Jesus deserves, and that is Jesus. You see, there's no tabernacle that can bring me to God. There's no temple that can bring me to God. There's no priest that can be a mediator between me and a holy God. Solomon's temple itself could not bring people ultimately to God. Jesus is the sum and substance of everything that God has done in the world. Jesus is our mediator. He intervenes. He's our peacemaker. And so this morning, don't let anyone else come between you and God other than Jesus, because Jesus is enough.